Welcome to Studio A, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us in.
Absolutely. We'll also talk about your latest CD, Onward and Sideways, but first I'd like to hear you play a song. I've been sitting here for a couple of minutes hearing you warm up, and I didn't want you guys to stop, so can you give us one right now?
Sure. What's a song called Beautiful Day, and it's on the new record. Dust off my soul. Gonna listen to some rock and roll. No cares, come what it may. I'm making a beautiful day. Gonna drive my car to the sea. Swim out far as I believe.
Joshua Radin and Company live from Studio A today with a track called Beautiful Day. That's from the latest CD, Onward and Sideways. And Joshua, you brought some friends with you today. Would you like to introduce them, please?
Not really.
Would you please do that for us today?
Here on the drums and vocals is Chris Farney, and over there on the tenor guitar and vocals is Brandon Walters.
Hi.
Well, thanks for coming in today. Tenor guitar, that's a combination of a ukulele and guitar.
A lot of people think it's a ukulele, It's it's about the same size as a bass ukulele, but it's a tenor guitar with steel strings.
Gotcha. What a great combination with the acoustic there, the Gibson that Joshua was playing. Well, I was going to start off this interview by apologizing for bringing you out into this weather, but you grew up on, like me, grew up on Lake Erie in Cleveland.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm used to it.
Absolutely.
This is nothing.
This is nothing.
Plus, I went to school in Chicago for
4 years.
Wow.
So, you know, that lake effect isn't nice either.
Ah, piece of cake.
Yeah. But of course, now I live in Los Angeles, so my skin has thinned.
So are you feeling the effects of the wind chill today?
A little bit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think we were in Montreal a week ago or something like that, and it was rough.
Wow.
Boston started off the tour a week and a half ago, and it was like 4 feet of snow or
something. Yeah, we can't complain here in Central Ohio, that's for sure, looking at that. Well, you also lived in New York, correct?
Yeah, I did New York for many, many years. I'm no stranger to the cold.
Now, is that the time when you were living in New York, when your father gave you a guitar, and 2 years later you were playing professionally?
Yeah, it was about 10 years ago.
I'm pretty jealous about that. I've been playing guitar since 1985, and I'm still working my way up and down the fretboard, and you start playing professionally after 2 years.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know, I don't really consider myself a guitar player. I learned a few tricks early on, a few chords, and then I just keep these guys around me because they're really good, and they teach me stuff. They fill in all the holes. You know, if I was playing by myself, you'd be like, yeah, he's more of a songwriter, less of a guitar player.
So you guys are propping him up is what you're saying, John.
Yeah, of course. That's why I pay him. They're not here for my personality.